opinion? Email Rick Emerson day or night at rick@rickemerson.com. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Now I know you're making that up.
But is
that your calendar of events? Did you ever get that, by the way?
No, we haven't gotten it yet. But yes, we will get it. But that's a real thing. That it's on one of the I've got like a dozen different calendars.
Yeah,
or
look
something.
That up. I think you're making that up.
I've seen it on a calendar. Now whether it was a joke or not, it's on one of the event calendars that I
and
have.
And it says National Vasectomy Day.
National Vasectomy Day.
So I'll cross our legs at that. Okay. That's a holiday
What's
you need off. That's a holiday you need off from work, by the way. Shut up. Don't be. It's a bunch of. What's a bunch of. I'm innocent. I don't know
that
anything.
Brain
well, depends on how you look at it, I suppose. I said, that's a holiday your ass needs off from work. I can't command my testicles are the size of softballs. My scrotum is swollen so large I can't get out of the house. So I'm going to be, I can't ride my bike to work today. I need a sidecar. Can you send my work to my house? Which is, see, and that's the thing that keeps me from getting it. That's the whole, because we know, we talked about this, have we used his name on the air? You know, our friend here who's gotten that?
I don't think we have.
Okay, well, we work with somebody. Let's put it that way. We work with somebody.
Found it.
Okay, we work with, what? There is a National Vasectomy
Day?
Yes,
there's a Vasectomy Day. It's on November 23rd.
I told you I wasn't making it up.
Sorry. Forgive a, cut a brother some slack.
Do not doubt my powers.
The question is, how do you even know that? Like, why would you even know?
Like I say, I've got all these calendars for stuff that are up and coming and trying to do things in the producer capacity to have stuff for the show so we're timely and talking to the right people at the right award shows and everything else, and it just happened to be on one of the calendars.
Who are we going to get on for National Vasectomy Day? Margaret Sanger's dead. I know there's nobody else to get on.
I don't know. Jack the Ripper?
that wasn't there. There was no, that was a swing and a miss. That was an air ball, is what that was. No, I'm just saying, air ball,
see, you didn't even mean to pun that, and you did.
Yeah, it's
puns are
all
funny.
Yeah.
Telling you.
All right, well, yeah, okay, anyway.
No, but yeah,
what
National Vasectomy Day.
Oh, but anyway, so that's the thing that keeps me from getting that, because we work with somebody here, I won't name him, but we work with a guy who got the vasectomy done, and I said, does it hurt? He's like, dude, you don't even want to know. And he said, it doesn't hurt forever. It only hurts for like a day and a half. But that's the whole thing. He's like, yeah, it only hurts in your testicles for a day and a half. There's only stabbing pain in your sack for a day and a half. And you all have been kicked in the goodies
the
there.
The pain is nothing that Vicodin
you know
can't cure.
Like, oh, please. You know
I'm
that
telling
like
you.
5 minutes of sack pain, it's like time slows. That's like 3 days of normal pain. So a day and a half of sack pain is like a week and a half in the Iron Maiden.
I've got a couple of friends that have had them. You know, they've got a kid or they've got a couple of kids, and that's enough, I'm done.
If I was a braver man, or if I knew that they would just dope me out of my brain, but I don't even think they do that. Because
I'm sure they'll give you, you'll get some anesthetic. I mean, it's not like they're going to, you know, just pull out the scalpel and go to town.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I envision, though.
I envision
the guy going, lay back, and this will not hurt at all. Ha! You know, like that ball from Phantasm, just shooting down the hallway at my school.
Pulling out the big chainsaw. Well, the scalpels are dirty. This will work.
Yeah. I'm afraid this is going to be extremely painful. You know, so I can't get with that. I mean, it'd be nice if I could wave a magic wand at my scrotum. I mean, other than the one I normally do. Ha ha! Ba. If I could, little joke about flogging the Molly there. Anyway, if I could wave a magic wand and just have it done, you know. Like, you know how some guys go to the doctor and they're like, I have bad news for you, Mr. Smith. I'm afraid that you're sterile. You know, oh, no, the humanity. Like, that's my dream of, like, going for my checkup and the doctor says, I'm sorry, you can never have children. He's like, ka-ching, baby. And then I've saved the $1,200 the vasectomy would cost. This is Richard, a full-time listener in Portland. What's up with you?
Yeah, the man wasn't a Percodan good. Oh, boy.
Oh, did you have it done?
Oh, shoot. It was awful.
Wait, did you have the...
Yeah.
You had a vasectomy.
Oh,
now,
man.
Was it...
I tell you, when they come at you with that needle, it's like, boom, they kick you in the nuts. It was just terrible.
Okay, but did it hurt really bad for like a day and a half?
Yeah, you just got to lie there, you know? But you got the Percodan, so I mean, there's an upside to everything.
Would you have it done again?
To avoid having more kids? Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you had it to do over again, you came to that fork in the road, have the vasectomy, don't you, would still take it.
Exactly.
The peace of mind is enough for you to get it done.
Exactly.
Day and a half of pain, 18 years of a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not a tough choice.
20% of your paycheck, yeah. All right.
Hey, we were calling, so we were talking about music. I mean, it was the true downfall of a musician. You can see it coming when they do the title song for a movie. And if they do the music over the credits at the end, you know they're long gone.
Yeah, seriously, no movie named after a song has ever been good. Uh-huh. The sole exception being Denzel Washington's Devil in a Blue Dress.
And vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally... Yeah, a song named after a movie is always bad.
Yeah, but the musician, you know the musician's done when they do the title song for a movie. Think about it. There's a few exceptions.
No, it's totally true. All right, there you go. This Richard informed.
Come on, man. With a song like Convoy, how could the movie not be good?
Directed by Sam Peckinpah. That's the hard part. Directed by Sam Peckinpah. Just sad. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-725-9555. We got more of your phone calls on the way, plus Betsy at 2:30. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
208, Jim Riley with news, brought to you by NASE. Need personal or business health benefit? Need personal or business health benefit? Then call them at 1-800-290-4128. The National Association for the Self-Employed has affordable benefits for the self-employed. Call them at 1-800-290-4128. That's 1-800-290-4128. So, you're laid off. What do you do for money? Well, you could collect your unemployment from an ATM machine. Yes, this is something new. The state is trying this pilot program with U.S. banks, the only bank so far. So if you lose your job, the state will give you a debit card with a PIN number. Just go to the ATM and take out your money. Saves Oregon money by not having to print out checks. Meanwhile, bankruptcies in the state are at an all-time high. There were 24,672 of them last year. That's one in every 58 households, compared to one in 86 nationally. Three people in the Coop remained hospitalized for carbon monoxide poisoning after a faulty natural gas furnace nearly killed them. 17-year-old girl found her family unconscious when she came home from the all-night shift this morning. Two adults, one 11-year-old, rushed to the hospital. Then, TV newsman David Brinkley almost burned alive in his bed thanks to a fire in the chimney of his Wyoming townhouse.
That guy's pretty much, you know, he's half dust by this point anyway. Who would have noticed?
Yeah. Well, firefighters arrived at the bedridden journalist's home seeing flames shooting out of the chimney. They asked the guards, anybody home? Oh, no, said the guard, nobody here. Then the firefighters saw a light on what turned out to be Brinkley's bedroom. They break in, carrying the 82-year-old to safety. He never knew what happened.
Okay.
Now, let's talk about Matthew Modine, married to the mob, plays an old high school friend and love interest of C.J. Allison Janney in the all-new West Wing. Matthew talks about his storyline with C.J. Allison Janney.
C.J. goes home to see her father, who's suffering with Alzheimer's, and coincidentally, it corresponds with her high school reunion. And C.J. and I had an attraction toward each other when we were in high school, and this is an opportunity for us to get back together.
Sounds very engaging. Tell us why the show is touching audiences.
I suppose that we don't know that much about politics, you know, in the inner workings of the White House. And
I always get Matthew Modine and Noah Wiley confused.
Been able to create is a story about those people and where we get to see their strengths and weaknesses, and that they're people. They're trying to do a job, which is a very difficult one, which is, you know, running, managing a country.
Okay, fine.
That's what I like to hear. Man, let's talk about Allison Janney for a second, though.
Sure.
First of all, CJ stands for Matt Peterson.
Claudia James.
Ba-doom-ba! There you go. But isn't it weird that I think I speak for everybody here when we all find Allison Janney hot, we all think that she's attractive, which is strange because conventionally speaking in America, especially American entertainment, she's not an attractive woman by the standards of American showbiz. She's tall, kind of flat-chested, you know, she's kind of sticky.
She's kind of lanky.
She's sort of a stick, yeah, but man, it's just, I don't know whether it's her or maybe it's the character she plays. I don't think it's that I find Allison Janney hot, I think it's that I find C.J. Craig hot. I think that's totally what it is.
CJ would give you a tongue lashing if you got out of line.
And you would like it.
If you'd like it.
Yeah, Danny Kincannon, a lucky man. All right.
Well, it's going to be cloudy today. It finally is. High temperatures in the low 50s, partly cloudy tonight. Maybe sunny by Friday. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-737-5955. Oh, can I tell you, we got to thank our listener, Rick Berto, who slipped us the Ramones tribute album, We're a Happy Family. Comes out in about a month. We got the whole thing. Well, I got to get some calls, but we'll try to play it later. Because it's largely uninteresting. It's not a slam on him. It's just the album, the nature, tribute albums are always hit or miss. It's largely mediocre. But there's a couple good things on it. There's Rob Zombie does a great version of Blitzkrieg Bop. And I swear to God, it sounds like a joke, but U2 does this version of Beat on the Breath. It's like the worst thing ever. So we'll try to get to that here in a few. It's like that Johnny Cash tribute album, which has that Keb Moe version of Folsom Prison Blues, which is nobody's idea of good, by the way. All right. We're going to get Heidi in a moment. Also, Jason Charles, you're on Hot Talk tonight at KFTK.
Hey, Rick, I had the vasectomy done, and it wasn't all that bad.
So,
you put a frozen bag of peas on your private parts there and kick back for a few days, watch ESPN or something.
Now, were you really, really terrified the first time you had sex after having it done?
No, I listened, one of the morning shows, one of the guys that had it done and all that good stuff, and I'd heard bits and pieces, different stories and all that good stuff, and it wasn't that bad. The only bad part about it was I've been in a hospital a few times in my life, broken bones and cut off fingers and stuff like that, and the best looking nurse I ever had.
You're getting your sack cut. Hottest nurse ever, and she's cutting your sack.
Oh, I'd have dropped her right there in the office, even with my wife sitting there. But I'm getting my sack cut.
Yeah.
And it's just ruined the whole moment.
Yeah. That's totally a nurse ratchet thing, too. Are those your testicles? Let me cut them. Whoa! There he goes, Charles. All right, in Portland, Heidi's a full time listener. What's up with you, Heidi?
Hey, Rick. I just wanted to call and tell you, when I was in high school, I was doing like an internship for a medical thing that I was going to do.
No.
And I actually interned at a urology clinic for about 3 months, and they actually let me assist in a vasectomy. And so it was pretty gruesome. You know, you don't really see much, but, they're all injecting up the sac, getting it numb. So the doctor starts cutting, and it's really a small cut. They just go in there to get things.
Is there any more painful description than this?
Completely.
Yeah. Well, it was really funny because, it was funny for me. I'm sure it wasn't funny for any male on earth. But all of a sudden, the guy goes, I can feel it. I can feel it. And he starts screaming.
And you would describe that as funny. How cruel are you?
I know that you probably don't think it's funny, but at the time, I had to be serious. But I went home, I told my boyfriend, and he didn't think it was funny either. So.
Yeah,
that's my story.
Hey, it was really funny. I saw Heidi get her legs cut off one time. It was hilarious. You're mean.
You know, Heidi, Rick asks almost every girl whether or not she's got a boyfriend or a husband. I don't think he cares right now.
I don't want to know right now about that. All right, there you go. There's Heidi in Portland. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Michael Chase from Mike and Amy in the Morning, and KWJJ joins us now.
Michael Chase. Everybody. Hey, I used to date a doctor, Tanya, right? And I always asked her questions about this very topic.
Mm-hmm.
And she described to me, this is like the word of the day, the little seam that they cut open.
Yeah.
That, in the scrotum is called the median raphe.
How do you spell? Do you know how to spell raphe?
Yeah, it's R-A-F-E. The median raphe.
Median raphe.
Exactly.
Excellent.
And then they have some sort of a knitting needle device that they go in there.
Like a crocheting hook.
And they pull the vas deferens out.
Yes.
And then they do the thing.
Now, that's what I heard. We know somebody here in the building who's had it done.
Okay.
He told us that thing. It's like a crocheting hook, and then the cut, and then the solder, and then the back inside, and then the stitch.
Right. But I just figured you'd have something to work with there, the median raphe.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
My pleasure.
This is the sort of tidbit you can learn from Mike Chase. Probably not on Mike and Amy in the Morning on KWJJ, though. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland. That's what you like to hear. Funny vasectomy story, And so then the doctor sneezed.
I was trying to make it more interesting. I keep writing, had vasectomy done, had vasectomy done.
Well, how much more interesting can you make it? So they cut open my sack. I mean, that's right there. That's, taking it to a whole different level.
Yeah, I might have other things to do.
It got more interesting. Painkiller didn't work.
Rick, I have a friend of mine that started to do his vasectomy without being fully anesthetized. Ouch, he says, somewhat unnecessarily. Andy, you're in Portland. You're on Hot Talk and Eddie K at the K.
Yeah, you talk about vasectomies. You know that they're not 100%.
I know. They don't. Sometimes they don't take.
Well, mine took for about 8 years, and we have an extra daughter now.
Oh, and so it backfired. It just, what, it stopped working?
An extra daughter.
Evidently, it grew back.
But yeah. She's a lovely young girl, and you're not at all upset about that.
Yeah. I know, but no, it's just one of those things.
Seriously, no, it's not that you don't love the daughter. It's like you just didn't plan on it. It's like my mom. My mom used to say all the time, now I love you kids, but but I should have become a nun. You know, and that was my mom. All right, there's Andy in Portland. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Hello. Didn't we already have this? This bumper already played earlier today.
Is this the same one, or is this a different version of the same thing?
You should kill this. We'll roll the Rob Zombie. This is, we're going to roll this into the break here. It's short time. Okay, we got more on the way, including your calls about sack cutting. Betsy's going to join us as well. This is from the new Ramones tribute album called We're a Happy Family. This is one of the only good covers on it. Kiss does a great version of, do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? So check us out. Rob Zombie with Blitzkrieg Bob. We'll be back on the Rick Emerson Show. You stay there. Actually pretty good. It's so hard to cover a Ramones song. I was talking about this with a client last night, that Ramones songs are written in such a way that you can, they're only really meant to be played the one way, which is, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so if you deviate from that, it almost destroys the song, because that's how they're meant to be played. But if you're just going to play it the same way the Ramones do, you might as well just go listen to the goddamn Ramones.
Well, do you have any examples of, like, really bad versions?
Oh, do I, man.
Yeah?
We got the U2 one, and then Marilyn Manson does the worst thing. It's the worst version of the KKK Took My Baby Away. It's awful. It's horrible. I don't know if I have that one. I know we have the U2 one that we'll play here in a while. So Here's Sarah with traffic.
All right, we do have a disabled vehicle reported on the Banfield. That's another.
Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080, KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955, subject line vasectomy. Rick, for Christ's sake, how many more reasons do you need to be gay? Signed, Bob the Gay Guy. Well, it seems like you really are just sort of cutting that Gordian knot at that point, so to speak. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We're going to get Kristen in a moment. Mike in Camus is a full-time listener. What's up with you?
Rick, you've cut yourself shaving before, right?
Yes.
Okay, before I went in for the vasectomy, you have to shave yourself downstairs before you come in, make sure it's all clean. I had bad luck, and I cut myself down there a couple of times. So I'm up on the table, and all sedated with the Percocet, and they give me the shot downstairs, and a nurse's pager goes off, and she has to go deliver a baby, and they just kind of leave me laying there and said, well, we can't do this today. You're going to have to come back another day. is there any way we can make it up to you? And I'm just out of it, man. And I said, well, yeah, you're going to do this for free next time.
See, I don't like to hear about other things that could go wrong.
That's... It was not pleasant. To, luckily, it could have been worse. They could have been right in the middle of it and, I don't know, had to stop in. But
yeah, that's a bad scene.
To go through the whole thing almost twice was just ridiculous.
Okay. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Let's pause for refreshment. Now let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show. Our friend, the lovely and the lovely and lithe and blithesome and talented and all that. Betsy, how you doing?
Hey, baby.
Let's also welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
Because you've got the best like new thing on the
list. Let's also welcome to the show, Kristen from accounting. How are you?
I'm peachy keen.
What's up with you?
You know, I was calling once again a little day late and a dollar short about Jolie.
It's better than being a week late. Ha ha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, you know, for all you ladies out there that are trying to pressure your guys into marriage, move on. Because obviously you're not getting what you want out of the relationship. So don't even waste his time.
I'm with
you.
Don't
be a bitch. Just let it go.
Don't be a bitch. You should write a book just called Don't Be a Bitch. Kristen's Guide to Life.
Well, because, you know, for once you're right. Jolie was right about that. You know, just there's, you know, don't do that, ladies. You know, and then they use the excuse, if you really loved me. Well, if the ladies really loved their guys, they wouldn't pressure them into doing something they didn't really feel comfortable doing
it. Can we just start cloning you or something? I mean, there's all this talk of cloning, but they're cloning things nobody wants, like babies and dogs. Can we just start cloning you? I think we could probably, I could do a pretty handy business selling you out of the back of a truck to dudes.
Kristen in every home.
Seriously, Kristen bought 5,000. That's, I mean, seriously, who needs that real doll? Just
that
lay down
perfect.
Any price.
AI now stands
you.
For ass and intelligence.
There you go. That's
and
what
hi
I'm,
there,
there you
Betsy.
Go.
I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. What's up? I'm missing my hugs.
I know. Well, you know. It'll be that much better
that?
Next
That's
time.
A frequency only women can ever really get right. All right. It's just Kristen and Kenny. All right.
No, she's right, though. And, you know, the key element, though, I think, is that the women that would pressure their man into marriage like that are probably not listening.
No, no, see, that's... Yeah. Man, no one ever...
No one in the audience that should hear it is going to hear it.
This is a good one. Rick, this guy talked about the vasectomy. But then he says, now, this is good. Sarah will appreciate this. Hey, Rick, on another subject, I went to the Goonies pre-screening when I was in high school in Tucson. When the octopus scene came on, there were several moments of audible disapproval. I think they knew the octopus scene was going to be gone at that moment. Joe in Hillsboro, P.S. F. Matt with a wood-burning kit.
This F. Matt is sponsored by NorthwestPipes.com.
All right, there
I
you go.
Love how diverse your show is, Rick.
I mean, the effing of Matt?
Let's bring on the stripper. Now let's talk about vasectomy. Now let's talk about women
octopi.
Pressuring their men. Now let's talk about animals in movies that shouldn't be used.
For a moment, let's talk about, before we talk about Joe Millionaire, because are you watching Joe Millionaire?
No, I don't have TV. I don't.
I have nothing to say to you. How could you not be watching Joe Millionaire?
I hear a lot about it. I would love to see an episode or something. Call me up when you record it on your TiVo thing.
We can have a slumber party.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a minute about
I'll
The Shield, then. Did we all watch The Shield last night, even though we'd already seen it before? I watched it again, even though I'd seen it when Peter Carlin slipped it to me. But, man... I got all this email this morning. Let's see. Where's my S.H.I.E.L.D. email? I got email from S.H.I.E.L.D. guys who have turned onto the show. Okay, like this one. Subject line is S.H.I.E.L.D. Rick, goddamn, can that freaking show get any better? F. Rick for not sharing his preview tapes with the loyal fans. If you get more, you should have 5 or 10 listeners over for viewing. Thanks for giving me something to do after Smallville. Signed, Mike in Portland. P.S. F. Matt with the front left burner on the side of his face.
This F. Matt is sponsored by NorthwestPipes.com.
Mike, that's just mean.
And I'm watching The Shield, you're missing out. All right, well, since we can't talk about Joe Millionaire...
Well, we can talk about Joe Millionaire because I know a little bit about it.
Well, we'll do your list here in a second, but I want to just say this. On the score of Sarah and I having made predictions about Joe Millionaire, here's another thing. The brilliance of Joe Millionaire is that it's spoiler-proof. I was thinking about this the other day. That, you know, because the big thing with Survivor is, well, who's going to be the final survivor? And Mark Burnett went so far as to make fake pictures on the net of Gervais with the X over his face and whatnot. Joe Millionaire is spoiler-proof because I was counting it out. 5 episodes left, 5 girls left. So the spoiler isn't, well, what girl does he pick? Because we'll know that on the second-to-last episode. If you really count it out when he gets rid of a girl every week... he'll be down to one girl on the second, by the second end of the second to last episode. So the very fun, yeah, because it's five girls. So five, four, three, two.
There's been two episodes, so it's 5, 4, 3, 2.
Right, there's five episodes left, five girls left. So the last episode of the series is just going to have one girl all the way through it.
Well, that's when she finds out.
That's the whole thing.
Point.
That's why it's spoiler proof. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if we find out who the last remaining girl is, because that's not the money shot anyway. The payoff, so to speak, the payoff is the final episode when he tells her. So by the we'll find out who the last girl is on the second to last episode.
Now, if your producer is really smart, then they would already pick the girl out. They would know who, and they would base it upon her materialistic reaction.
Well, yeah,
not
see, that's
whether or not she's actually a good match with him, because he's getting paid to do the show, so he probably doesn't.
Right, so
that's probably why they kept Mojo.
Well, that's the thing, is they should have kept Heidi, though, man, because we all wanted to see Heidi just burn. We all wanted to see Heidi go down.
Is she the one that was tearing the other girl's dress and stuff?
I don't know. She was a hoe. That's all I know.
She had all the black crap on her eyes.
Yeah, we hate Heidi. Put out that eye. Remember that I Hate Brenda newsletter from the 90s? Let's put out the I Hate Heidi newsletter.
Heidi probably works at a strip club near you.
Probably. All right. So we'll do your list here in a second, because we never got to do the threesome list.
Yeah, and I don't even know what's going on with Gabe. He's like falling off the face of the planet. I mean,
Matt has
really,
no idea what's going on with Gabe.
I've got no idea what's going on with anything.
Gabe,
you guys keep
me
in the dark. I leave for a few days. You won't fill me in on anything.
We'll bring you up to date.
Yeah.
We should call
So we'll catch up on all that in a second.
I got something about the vesting thing, too.
All right. We got more on the way. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's Hot Talk to Nettie KTK. Like us in half an hour by the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I don't like that look. Don't ever give me that look again.
What look?
That bad sex to me. Like, every time I say the word, you're just
here's OK Go. We'll be back.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. Here's Sarah Dillon at the laughing about everything.
The what?
With the Hugaba in the traffic.
Like frantically
and the
Bohegan. Okay. This traffic report is brought to you by Everybody's Garden Center. And that's all I have. There is an accident reported Highway 213 at Carus, Carus Road. Be aware of slowing in that area. Also, disabled vehicle.
Sounds fine to me. That communications degree is really working out for you.
Thank you. Also, the disabled vehicle on the Banfield has been cleared. Let's talk about the weather today.
I don't have time to play that U2 thing. The boys are bad. We'll play it tomorrow, probably. That U2 cover Beat on the Brat, which sounds exactly like you think it would. I got that Johnny Cash tribute CD sitting on my desk, too. The Travis Tritt I Walk the Line isn't bad. That's pretty good. Oh, what? Did I not show that to you, Matt? Yeah, somebody gave that to me. I'm sorry for just not forwarding it to you. I forgot that all those things are just supposed to go directly to you.
Routed through me,
yeah.
The talent gets what the talent needs.
It's 503-250 today. We're here with Betsy, of course. We'll do your top five here about threesomes in a second. Now, you missed, see, Matt, by being gone, you missed all the... Here's what you missed. You missed Tony moving to Wisconsin.
Okay, yeah. Why did Tony move to Wisconsin?
I don't know, some family thing, and it felt like it was better not to ask. But Rob called, and he's like, hey, Tony's going to be gone, moving to Wisconsin in 3 hours. Like the next morning, Tony, I'm in Wisconsin. He just moved. He was out of the blue. Literally, it was like the next day he was in Wisconsin.
I clearly remember him getting some nice goodbyes from listeners and things.
Yeah, but
was
I mean...
Was that after he was
there? He was moving like the next day, though. I mean, it was like we found out about the night before, and he was... Or the afternoon before, and he was moving. You missed us doing the I Want to Be Ramon song, putting that together. And then...
But I heard it live.
And then, yeah. You heard a song that resembled that one anyway. And then, so you missed Gabe and the threesome. So, Gabe, were you here when he called?
I was here for all this setup. He was the wife of the friend setting him up with the cousin and the friend. And
then there was just all this rigmarole about, well, whether did it really happen or not. And then some listeners called up and pointed out discrepancies in his description of the girls. And then, so he was supposed to have one of the girls call up and leave a voicemail message to verify it, and then that never happened, and then he was supposed to call on it, too, and give irrefutable proof, but then he had to work, and So one missed appointment after another, basically, for verification. And now, I sent him an email like 3 days ago. Now, he's just vanished. He's vanished into the ether.
See, and this is the man that was an avid caller, too.
Now, he's sunk without a trace.
Calling all the time.
I bet he can't even bear to listen to the show.
No, and I emailed him. I'm like, dude, if you made it up, doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't care if it's
really
made up or not.
Did he email you back?
No, he's just, I think he might have, maybe, you know, maybe,
if he made it up, that makes him an attention whore, so maybe it does matter.
I don't care if it's made up or not.
No, but to him, maybe it does matter. Maybe it's his sense of pride. Right?
I'm going to know. That's the thing is, I don't know if it's made up or not. It doesn't matter. He could just say no. It happened.
It doesn't matter to you, but it matters to
him. Like the show isn't surrounded by a million other attention whores.
Okay.
I wasn't saying anybody in particular. I'm saying we've got a lot of people.
Does your new place have a hot tub, Matt?
It does.
Before we do the list, we're going to quickly get Diane in a moment. This is Rick, a first-time caller on a cell phone. What's up?
Hey, vasectomy isn't as bad as everybody's making it sound.
Okay.
I went in to two little notches. That I was in and out in 15 minutes.
Okay.
So it was like an outpatient procedure.
Oh, yeah. $404.
Okay, that's was it covered?
Without insurance.
Oh, without insurance, it was only $400. Was that like a Dr. Nick's house of sack cutting?
No, actually, this guy. Hello, I researched it for about a month before I went in and did it.
Yeah.
I was all over the internet researching. This is one of the best guys in town that could do it.
Paco's house of scrotal incision.
I think that's somebody else that went there. And you don't have to shave yourself either.
Oh, so will the nurse shave you?
Yeah. Look at these. Well, yeah, that kind of made me nervous, too. It turned out fine, so just get yourself frozen back of peas and you're good to go.
All right. Hey, you're a first-time caller. How'd you discover the show?
I've been listening to you since you were on before and then off and back on again.
Excellent. All right, you spread the word.
I've been spreading the word.
Call us anytime. All right, there you go.
Rick, have you ever thought of getting a vasectomy?
Well, no, that's what I was saying earlier. Well, that's where my point was earlier, that I would do it, except I'm just a pussy. I'm afraid of a guy with a knife or whatever.
Can we do a little snip?
Or whatever near my
childbirth.
Can we do it on the air?
Well, because that's a reputable doctor. That's what I want is Dr. Hector, who, you know, any doctor that would do it on the air is a doctor I don't want doing it.
Well,
you know?
We'll send in a microphone and then some recording devices. Yeah, something
so. So when I'm all drunk out, it can be all, what's that? Oh, my God!
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Sponsored by Paco's Precision Sack Cutting.
full-time listener downtown, Diana, please help me. What do you got?
Well, I wanted to tell you that you just made Mike's day by reading his email. I work in the same office.
Oh, okay, all right.
And he was tickled pink, and yes, we agree, the listener party or the watcher party be a cool thing. The other thing is, dude, I think I saw IRS guy in the bus.
Oh, the groping guy from the Satyricon, was he? Oh, man, and of course he's a bus riding person.
Oh, yeah, well, it was so bad because, you know, when I saw him, he was pestering one of the girls I was dancing with by the stage.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of surprised me that he went after you and Matt, but...
you know, I may recognize that guy. He introduced me to
him. He was creepy. And I got this email.
Comes over for a beer, Matt?
I got this email that was like, hey, dude.
Yeah, no.
I got an email from a guy who thought it was my dad that was like, yeah, I thought that was your father. And I'm like, you know.
Oh, my God.
No, my dad would have like a Pabst shirt on and, you know.
rolling belly.
Yeah, and be, you know, vomiting somewhere. So
the shirt fitting just enough that it shows his name.
Yeah, the guy looks like Alan Arkin. It's completely creepy. And of course he's a bus person. There you go. There's Diane.
Take care.
Diana downtown.
The thing about the vasectomies, Rick, I really want to say this. It's important. I've had sex with men that had a vasectomy.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. It's fabulous.
Why?
Well, first of all, the scrotum hang a little more loosely.
I have to bleep that.
Why?
Because I just have to. Because you're always...
I
have to bleep you.
All day.
But in medicinal clinical terms, not in terms of recreation. It's very important.
All right, well, they're easy to be recreational with.
Okay.
and then the thing is that oral experience is much more fun for the woman.
Got this from Andrew. Rick, go to the comedy club, please. We would love to throw rotten vegetables at you and fruit, you fruit.
Wow.
All right. Do we have your list? Do we have time to roll that?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is the top five. This is the stripper's suggestions on how to go about having a threesome.
Okay.
So we talked about number five and number four last week, and you argued with me, but it's true for a woman. Absolutely.
All right.
Number five was bring up the question of what her fantasy is, and then when she's done, you tell her that yours is a threesome, and then she will find ways to make your fantasy come true. And then number four was that the two girls must be good friends. And you argued with me about that, but that's a key element to the woman.
I agree with five. I disagree with four.
Yeah, like is totally totally disagrees on four too.
Well, maybe if the woman's just doing it,
just because it goes badly, you don't want it to be somebody you have to see again.
No, but the thing is that for a woman, sexual pleasure is more emotionally based.
Not for the kind of women that double up on the average guy.
Well,
it's not.
What about me and Lexi? Okay,
I'm just saying
if we.
What about you and Lexi?
If we weren't good friends, it wouldn't be able to happen.
Well, the alcohol.
All right, that's on my list.
Okay.
Number three is to get the two girls drunk.
No. Surprise me some more.
But the key there is that the guy should stay sober.
Oh, well, you know, that's totally a given. Otherwise, that ship's not going to sail.
Have a lot of
the sail's not
going to
hoist.
Though. It would be smart to have, you know, if he drinks, it would be smart to have, like, one drink to start
you loosen
it off,
up a little
loosen
bit.
Loosen up, exactly.
But there comes a point where you're so loose that it's just a sag, and that's not good.
Yeah. Number two, go hot tubbing if you can. It's the best way to get it started.
What are you just trying to get in Matt's pants with all the hot tub references today?
No. I mean, when we were in Las Vegas, we were hot tubbing all the time.
Yeah, all right.
Two girls in a hot tub, doesn't really matter who the guys are. It's a good way to get started. The number one way, from the stripper's opinion, on how to go about having a threesome, Gabe, is that it cannot be planned.
Oh, well, no, see.
It's got to be spontaneous.
Well, no, I mean, it could be spontaneous, but I don't think I don't see what's wrong with planning it.
No, well, like picking the day and, you know, having
to pick a day, you have to be at work the next morning.
Finishing the night out like that, it's just not good.
Nice.
The thing is, all of these suggestions are based with the opinion of having a good threesome.
There's no bad threesome.
Well, maybe not for a guy, but
yeah,
for a girl.
Say, well,
I mean,
I'm talking
like
to guys here.
This it'll feel really cheap.
Hey, we're talking.
She won't ever want to talk to you again.
Well, that's because you're talking to women, I'm talking to guys. Guys, like bad pizza, no bad threesome. This beer is bad. No, it's not.
Well,
it's beer. What are you going to do?
I'm just saying that the best threesome cannot be planned. You get drunk.
Put that on a Hallmark.
Okay,
put that in a fortune cookie.
Listen. Yes, your woman, what her fantasy is. You tell her yours is a threesome. You get her drunk with her best girlfriend, go in hot tubbing, and it happens.
We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955. Don't forget, tomorrow on the show, Richard Nunn from the WB will be here. Kristen from accounting will be here. And it'll be Talk Back to Jolie. Tomorrow, I don't know, I guess starting in her normal segment and then going for however long it takes. Listeners, Talk Back to Jolie tomorrow in the Rick Emerson Show, along with Joan Embry from the San Diego Zoo.
I want to mention a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Joan Embry?
I'm just going to let it... It's a joke. It's a Johnny Carson joke.
Maybe
who knows what I'm talking about? Embry. You get it when I say Joan Embry from the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know if you were, you know, having shtick or if you, like, booked somebody and didn't tell me.
No, it's like when I say, welcome to day 12. All right. What are we doing here? Am I talking to somebody?
I've got photos in the magazines right now that I want people to look at.
Oh, if they want to see photos of you, are these unclothed photos?
Well, the Dolphin always does very classy photography, so we're not actually nude, but very playful. Me and another girl.
What kind of logic is that? It's a strip club, but for class sake, they won't do nude photos.
Well,
because they're a strip club that's got to stay classy.
Because it's a free magazine.
Oh, well, okay, I can see that. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good reason to do it.
Okay, so it's Exotic magazine right now that I'm featured in, and then next month I'm going to be featured in as well.
Okay.
And I actually have been somewhat promoted at the Dolphin to do the photo shoot, so I'm arranging the models. And this next one, we have 10 models.
So if people want to see that magazine, it's Exotic magazine, which is out now.
Exotic magazine.
And then next month as well.
Yeah, the January and February issues I'm arranging.
And if people want to come see you, they can do that where and
how? I'm at the Dolphin. I work at the Dolphin 2 on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And I work at the Dolphin 1 on Fridays and Sundays.
Let's quickly grab Jim in Portland. What's up?
A couple comments. One, someone called in and said that they had a vasectomy, and they had a kid.
Yeah.
Now, here's the choices. When I got my vasectomy, which I've had 12 years, and you're a fool if you don't get it because you'll get your girlfriend pregnant, and you will really be sorry. So here's what you need to do. You have a choice when you go in. You can be tied off. In other words, they cut you open and they just tie it like a noose around it.
Right.
That, I would bet anything that guy had the noose one. I told him I never want to have kids ever, ever, ever. So he cut them and cauterized.
See, that's what I would get.
Yeah, cut and cauterized. If we go back together, it'll be Jesus Christ coming back, and I'll keep the kid. You know what I mean?
Seriously, so cut and burn, baby, just like with the forest. Just clear cut that thing.
Would that be the second coming? Jesus Christ.
thank George. That was actually good.
Miss Nude Oregon also is happening at the Dolphin within the next several months, and I'm going to be competing in that contest.
Excellent.
So I need listeners' support.
So tell us more about that.
Out.
Don't forget next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
Hey, this hour of the Rick Emerson Show is brought to you by Michael Hacker. You can find out more about him at michaelhacker.com.
I'm going to start beating you over the head every time you miss it.
We're going to thank W. Arsenio Hall, Jim Roop, Kangaroo Jack, Jason Lee, Maurice Gibb, the Georgia Governor, Betsy, Kristen from Accounting, Matthew Modine, Richard Nunn for the WB, and Gabe wherever he is.
You didn't even mention what Michael Hacker does.
They photograph stuff, not nude, probably.
Yeah, I've worked with him.
The Rick Emerson Show is produced by Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk and Eddie KZK. The newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer, Matthew Peterson. We'll see you in 21 hours for the KZK New News Hours. Always don't let the bastards grind it down. Like us next. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Oh.